microphone to do?
Okay, that feels better.
What do you want the microphone to do?
I was like, the exact same model of microphone.
I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. Feels kind of weird.
Why?
I don't know.
Yours is really droopy today,
yeah,
dude.
You just, it literally just fell down after you. Like, I did not touch it, and you left, and it just goes, whoop.
Should not be taken out of context. I didn't touch it, and you left, and it just went, bloop.
I hate a flaccid mic.
I think you should. I think you should.
Let's not have this be the opening to the Women's History Show.
No, let's definitively not.
Yeah, let's
have
not.
This be the opening.
And welcome to another episode of Even More Mashed Up, a podcast from Misericordia University featuring two professors talking about all things pop culture. I am Patrick.
And I'm Alan. But once again, I did the intro last time.
Right.
And kind of threw in something different. Yours is always the standard.
That's because I never know when I'm doing the intro.
Just plan on being...
And I'm not good under pressure.
Plan on it being you next week.
But I just did it this week.
I know, but you did it poorly.
I did not do it poorly. I did it averagely.
Averagely. Standardly?
Yes.
Mediocre?
It was the standard. What's that? Yeah. Mediocre. Let's call it mediocre.
I played it safe.
Yep. Connor is here running the board because Colin is apparently...
Sleeping in today.
I think he's quit in a fit of anger.
Yeah, he couldn't replace me, so like they just gave up.
I don't know why.
I think he just got sick of like not having a voice, you know?
But he did have a voice.
Every once in a while he would get really upset.
Yeah, it was interesting what could sort of push his buttons.
What set him off last time?
Michael Bay once set him off.
Yeah.
And then there was something where I was listening on our way to King of Prussia Mall.
There was something on one of when we killed the TV show, there was something that he didn't.
Oh, yeah,
I can't remember what it was.
Was it Flash?
Legends of Tomorrow, one of them.
I can't remember.
Anyway.
Colin, if you're listening, we miss you.
But yes, but the theme of today's episode is not Colin.
It is not, and it's not Richard, although Richard is in fact with us today,
too. It's never me.
Welcome, Richard. Oh, we should do a tribute to Richard Donovan.
No, do it.
That should be like an hour-long tribute. There'll be cake and confetti.
Do you think we have enough material for an hour?
Yeah, probably not.
Just loop me as the elf. I'll get him again.
Which elf was that?
I don't recall.
Richard the Incompetent Elf.
That's right.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you.
So anyway, today on the show, we're not talking about Colin. We're not talking about Richard.
Nope.
No, we're not.
We are celebrating Women's History Month.
Yes, which ended 4 days ago.
But that does not make us negligent. It makes us extenders of the celebration.
That's right. We are continuing the celebration.
That's right. Women's History Month is too short for
exactly.
Even More Mashed Up. We demand more women's history, and we demand it now.
Yes, we do. And so we are taking it into our own hands or, you know,
by
the
completely
hands,
giving
or the hands of the women we asked to give us topics.
So essentially what we've done is we've created a show where we've done no work whatsoever.
Yep.
And to celebrate Women's History Month, as you're making me think about it, we've asked women to write all the questions for us to answer.
Yep.
Feels about
we
right.
We gave them the power.
Yeah.
It feels about
we
right.
gave them the power to determine the show.
All right.
That's like Hollywood.
Let's hope they didn't screw it up.
What I have before me is an envelope chock full of questions that neither one of us has seen.
Should we mention who submitted them?
The questions were submitted by a wide range of people.
Yes.
They were submitted by my wife, Vicky.
Yep.
My daughter, Hope.
Yep.
Students, Brianna and Mary Pat.
Yes. Who have been referenced on the show before. And then several faculty members, Dr. Becky Steinberger of English, Amanda Caleb of English. And Dr. Scroy and Rachel of the communications department.
Nice.
Very nice. So we've got questions. We don't know what they are.
We have not seen these.
Now I'm looking forward to
this. I'm told by Vicky that the envelope contains some fire.
Yes, you had mentioned that.
I don't know what that means.
Is that why Rich is so giddy right now? Because I've never seen him so giddy.
No, yeah. Because Scroy's involved. This is going to be fun.
Well, we won't know who the questions are from.
I won't know. When Scoy's comes up, I'll know.
Well, I will know Rachel's because she warned us that some of hers were rather long.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so shall we begin?
I think we shall.
All right, do you want to start with a big one or a small one? Big or small?
I'm doing the drum roll, dude.
Big or small? Big or small?
Small.
All right.
Start small.
Start small.
All right.
Wow, all right, question number one.
Let's go.
Celebrate the pop culture of Women's History Month.
Women's pop culture history.
Well, I think it could be either one.
Yeah.
Name a woman from the past in pop culture who inspires you.
Ooh.
Her. Historical and intriguing.
Oh, does it have to be historical?
From the past.
But
a
pop
woman
culture.
From the
technically,
past.
The past is yesterday.
Well, if I can go more contemporary, my answer is really easy.
Amy Adams.
No. Hey, well, woman from she the inspires past you in pop culture to rage. Never inspires you
to rage. Yeah.
No,
she like doesn't inspire you.
My short answer would be Joan Jett.
Oh yeah, that totally makes like, sense. Can to I? You.
Is she past enough? Do you think?
I think so.
I mean, she's still alive and she's still performing.
But her heyday was. Yeah.
I don't want to suggest. We sort of think of her as in the 80s. Past.
Yeah,
but
I think she's both. She's in the past and she's in the present. Like she's still doing.
I think
stuff.
That's a fair choice.
So she predates Rich and myself, so that's got to be like.
Okay, yeah. That's the rule. Excellent. Connor has established what the past is.
Is what predates you?
Older than Connor.
Which is 23.
Okay, so let me do the math. Okay.
Okay, so. I just want to. But for me, it's Joan Jett because she made her way in the male world of rock and roll, and she kind of did it on her own terms. Even being birthed in the Runaways, which was a bit of a. Had some sexist problems kind of built around the marketing. She overcame and has put together. An unbelievably great career. Like, what a great role model for young women. So, Joan Jett.
Excellent.
I feel good about that answer.
That's a good answer.
What do you got?
Carrie Fisher.
That's not bad either.
Yep. Yeah, I would have to say, you know, particularly having watched the documentary about her and her mom.
Yeah.
On HBO right after she died. You know, kind of see that everything that she kind of went through and struggled with all of her life. You know, and then obviously as Princess Leia sort of played a major role sort of in, you know, my formative pop culture years.
I think you could drop pop culture from that.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just sort of forming who you are.
In a lot of ways. I mean, like, again, yeah.
Carrie Fisher played a
I mean, most
role,
people think
probably.
Of me as like the comic book guy these days, but in right. 70s, 80s, like I was all Star Wars more than comics.
So you've evolved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once Star Wars was done... I sort of moved on to other things, and now I sort of do it. But yeah, Carrie Fisher.
Okay, know, like that's a good answer, too. Yeah. A nice answer. Richard.
Oh, we're doing all of us. All right.
No, not for most of them, but I thought I'd put you on the spot.
Don't assume.
I bet you do Lady Gaga. Is that not past?
I don't think she's in the past.
I don't
past.
Know if I'd say
like,
past.
She feels
yeah.
too contemporary.
Yeah, she feels a bit too.
Yeah, like she just performed at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right,
she's,
but,
and she's been famous in Connor's lifetime.
Yes,
you know, like,
does not fit the
like
rule.
Her heyday was Connor's lifetime.
Yep.
Okay.
So you got to dial yourself back a little bit further.
Way to screw up the
Yeah, here we go. We had this great flow. Joan
Jett. Yeah, going really well.
Carrie Fisher, strong, independent women. Connor?
I'd either go Wendy O. Williams or Dorothy Dandridge.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
So either the Plasmatics or
acting.
Hmm.
She was in a lot of Otto Preminger films. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Any particular reason those two women stand out to you?
They were both groundbreaking.
Okay. Yeah. Women who break ground. Richard.
I'm blanking on the name now. Who played?
Must have been very inspiring.
Wait, wait, wait. The name of the woman who inspired you—you
you
can't
really
remember.
Inspire me. What was her name? Old
who
what's,
was she? Well, no,
she old what's her face?
She played Furiosa in Mad Max.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize, yeah.
Wow. Richard is either like 13 years old, or he has literally no historical like.
Yeah,
he's feeling much, not a strong suit of mine.
I'm feeling much better about my sense of history.
How about Clara Bow?
Oh, you know what? We're not giving Richard enough credit.
Yeah.
It's probably because for him, history is one undifferentiated block
you know
of
what?
Time.
You know, we try to keep this podcast PG, don't
we?
We
do.
Yes.
We do. So don't cross that line.
Mm, that's a hard one.
I know.
We'll come back to Richard later as he continues to rack his mind
for someone
who's
that,
older
you
than
know.
20.
Yeah.
All right. Time for a long one.
All right. Try to do a drum roll again?
Oh, my
I don't
Lord.
Know how well this shows up.
Oh, my Lord.
It shows.
Oh, good Lord. That's a page.
Wow, we know who this one's from.
This is on the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, sweet.
Now,
I am
you know
ready.
What you should do? You should just sit back and wait.
Ready
because
to go.
It's,
holy.
It's lengthy.
Yeah.
We watched the entire series over the last 2 years in my household and sat through the Year in the Life revival last fall.
It's not seem they're feeling the Year in the Life.
No, I have a love-hate relationship with the Gilmore Girls first and foremost because no one eats like those characters do without exercising and stays as skinny as fit looking as those two actresses. Those were in all caps.
Fair
so
point.
I tried to emphasize.
Yeah, that was aggressively spoken.
They,
fair point.
That was italics and asterisked.
Gotcha.
So now I'll go back to my normal reading voice. Did not even eat like their characters. They probably took a cumulative one real bite of food each for every year of the series. They would play with their food, shove it away, pick up the fork, and then never move it toward the chompers. The fake coffee drinking was so annoying as you know, was also annoying as you know what. There is even a hashtag empty cup awards. and several articles about this general issue online. Why couldn't they just eventually be real about this? Quote, oh crap, I turned 35 and my metabolism went down. Paragraph number two.
What is there a question at some point in this?
I don't see any question marks.
Okay, so but, it's just a rant, apparently.
What I do like about Gilmore Girls...
just takes an opportunity to rant.
What I do like about Gilmore Girls is women are the most compelling people on the show. The clear leads. There are a lot of great male characters, but honestly, my heart is always way more with those two manipulative blue-eyed gals and their friends, Lane and Sookie. And, of course, the evil but good deep-down ladies, Emily Gilmore and Paris Geller. Paragraph three. They at least had weird hair sometimes. But seriously, in the middle of winter, Lorelai always managed to show cleavage between the opening of her coat and whatever color scarf she was wearing that coordinated with Rory's outfit so they could look nice walking together in the snow. Don't even get me started, paragraph four, on the revival. Nobody is that stilted for 10 years. Hugely disappointing and minimally entertaining, like gorging on Kraft singles on Wonder Bread when you wanted brie and baguettes. That's it.
Oh, okay. I'd like to take issue with the Kraft cheese on Wonder Bread, because that sounds yummy.
It's your kind of standard lunch, right? White bread, Kraft cheese, cut neatly in half.
No.
A bag of crackers, one serving only, and three cookies.
Not crackers, chips.
Unless it's thin mints, and then you get four because that's
the serving size.
What kind of cookies are you dealing in?
Right now, Girl Scout cookies. So right now I've got three boxes of Thin Mints, three boxes of Samoas, three boxes of Tagalongs. So
but it feels like
you start with the Samoa
yourself
because that's the second best cookie, and then you go Thin Mint, and then you go Tagalong because that's the best cookie, and that way I always end on the best.
Man, okay. If I wanted a minty cookie, I would just take one of those wafer things and brush my teeth.
Okay, that's not a cookie. That's brushing
your
teeth.
I would just like to point out, is the voice of reason on the show.
Uh-huh.
This is a show about Women's History Month, and you two men are just talking about yourselves.
I believe you're the one that brought up my lunch, dude.
You've completely forgotten.
I have not forgotten.
What is your take? I'm not a big Gilmore Girls fan. I've not spent much time
with
it.
Have you watched
any
of it?
I know that you loved it.
I did. Up until I watched The Year in the Life, and then I realized kind of how awful both Lorelai and Rory were as people.
Really?
Yeah, they're not really. Particularly Rory, I was really kind of disappointed in kind of how awful she was.
But it feels like, given this critique, that there's a lot of kind of objectification of the leads in the show.
I don't know about that.
In terms of their eating and how skinny they are.
Well, I never really thought about it, but that's a fair point. The bit about the outfits, I mean, I haven't watched the show that recently. I really don't remember the outfits being that revealing, but whoever wrote that obviously saw the show more recently than I did. So
I'll guess who wrote this, but I feel like I should keep it quiet.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I hadn't thought about, like, the coffee and the constant eating. But, yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, again, I don't know that we necessarily expect or that we should expect too much realism from television because it is TV.
But doesn't that become kind of an excuse for continuing to display women in certain ways, sort of these objectified manners that, well, we can't expect anymore of television?
Well, but I don't know.
Let them off the hook for their sexism.
I don't know that I would. I mean, if I'm looking at television sexism, I'm not sure I would have Gilmore Girls at the top of, like, the list of TV sexism.
Did you just say Gilmore Grills?
Girls.
It sure felt like
I said girls. You know what? It was girls.
Oh, the.
It was girl power.
Yeah,
like
I'm pretty
like
sure it was
Spice
Gilmore
Girls.
Which would be, by the way, a great show.
It would be like a mashup of Gilmore Girls and Bear Grylls.
I was thinking about a show about just two Grylls.
No. It'd be like Bear Grylls goes to survive with the Gilmore Girls for like a week.
That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Interesting. All right, next question.
Sure.
All right.
I think that question was longer than our answer.
Well, all right, here's a nice short one.
All right, here we go.
Name the first woman
to
run for president in the U.S.
To run for president?
This is scary.
Can't do it.
I can't. I just saw there was an ad for, they're making a movie about her.
Making a movie about her.
Yeah, I just saw it. Starring, what is it? Is it Brie Larson?
Brie Larson's really good.
Is that who it was? I think I saw that she's, I just saw this in the news.
A future Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I think it was her. I can't remember the name, but I did just see something about a biopic.
Yeah, I guess we're stumped, right? I guess...
Well, you're the historian. You should know.
For major parties, that's easy to
for major parties, but...
Yeah, but the first woman to run? How could you even document that? Because there was probably somebody who ran in, like, 1832.
Wouldn't that have been before women had the right to vote?
It means you couldn't run. Some radical activist saying women are equal?
I don't know.
I have the answer by Google if you want.
What is the answer?
Victoria Woodhull.
Yes, Woodhull.
That's what I was
going
to say, Woodhull.
1872.
That's what the movie's called, is Woodhull, I think.
So she ran before women had the right to vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Interesting platform.
So they could run, but they couldn't vote. That's weird.
Well, could she really run, though?
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, I love it as, like, guerrilla protest. I think that's really great. But, yeah.
Yeah. You should look up and see who's doing the movie, because I think it was Brie Larson, but I'm not sure.
So, Rich, have you picked the woman in the past who inspires you?
I'll probably have to go with Pink, then. Virginia. Like the past version of Lady
Pink.
Gaga.
Virginia Woodhull, I think, is his pick.
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria, sorry.
Vicky to offense.
Wow. Pink. Again,
Pink.
That's still like I.
That's still within Connor's lifetime.
Is that really?
Yeah.
It felt like a lot of long ago.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No.
No. She's like 90s to 2000s. Like
I don't have a lot of people in the past. Then that's just the thing.
All right.
Richard's parents kept him locked in a basement for most of his childhood. Why are you getting to read all the questions? By the way.
I don't know because I've got them.
You could. Well, they're in an envelope. You could pass them over this.
I'll
way.
Pass.
Are you going to get up and?
I'll
go
have
for
Rich
it?
Give you the long one next after we do this one.
Okay.
Best female superhero role model for women.
Oh.
And why?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That is a tough one, because there is not...
But there's so many choices.
Yeah, but as role model yes. for women?
I love how you whipped your head over.
Hey, look
like,
who's here.
Oh, is Colin showing up?
He just walked by the window.
Didn't even look at
him.
He tried not to make eye contact as he came by.
Gosh, I'm trying to think who I would go with. Kamala Khan?
She's a terrific role model.
Yeah. Like, she's been one of the most sort of positive recent female superheroes. There's a brief moment, like, before Civil War II where the Carol Danvers Captain Marvel.
That's the kicker, too, is that, like, it's
I
cool
thought
it
had,
on
had
and off.
You know, sort of done that.
The second Civil War, I felt... trashed her character.
It did. Oh, it totally
like,
did.
You're right. She was... the kind of role model.
Yeah.
And then they forced her into a role that didn't feel...
That didn't feel genuine at all.
It was not authentic.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's an interesting idea, but I don't think you can say that after.
No.
Civil War II. I mean, Kamala Khan is a good...
But there was kind of a moment there.
Answer.
So
you're not going to go Starfire?
No.
No?
Not a good role model.
Psylocke?
No.
No, not a
good
Not
a good role model.
Jessica Jones.
Role model in what way, right?
Yeah, I mean,
like
she's
heavy boozing.
She's a compelling character, but I don't know that she's a really good role model.
Yeah, like, what do you mean by role model? She's very independent.
Yes.
I think it shows that, you know, we're all damaged people, and she still does good while being damaged.
Okay.
All right.
I can see that. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
What about Black Widow in the Marvel Universe on screen?
Oh.
I mean, I think they want to, like, push that idea, but I don't know if it actually happens.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
well, she's a damaged person. She is, you know, working through her issues.
Yeah, but she can't even get an action figure.
She feels pretty empowered. Well, I'm not talking about. I thought we were just talking about the hero, right?
Oh, so like, the concept,
like,
okay.
Not the way that the hero is treated.
Yeah,
I mean, she's
probably the best of what's in the MCU. But
why
not,
is Marvel
not a lot
made
to
a Black
from.
Widow?
Because they're idiots.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, Harley Quinn, probably not.
No. God, no.
How about Wonder Woman?
I mean,
she was almost an ambassador for the UN.
Yeah, she was one, and then they took it away from her.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's the problem, too, with the women, is that, you know, it's good, and then it gets bad, and then it's good again. So
it depends on which Wonder Woman you're picking,
too.
Yeah,
you have to pick and choose to get any kind of a good woman.
Yeah, I mean, given kind of the bulk of how Wonder Woman's been depicted in her career, I don't know.
How about Oracle?
I was wondering about, like the original Batgirl slash Oracle.
Right?
Yeah, like that was one I was – of DC, that's the one that jumped to mind.
Kind of proving that women are more than just physical beings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and she was in some ways at her most popular as Oracle.
Yeah.
Much more so than she was as Batgirl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oracle I think would be a good
– I think she'd be a good choice on the DC side.
A good choice
actually.
On the DC side. There's not a lot else on the DC side.
Black Canary?
No.
Zatanna?
No.
Wait, who is the...
Yeah, there's not much to work with, is there?
Who's that Carol Danvers? What was her...
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. You a fan of her work, or...
Were you not listening like we just 5 minutes ago when we talked about her?
I know this.
That is literally who we talked about.
Wait, which one do you prefer, though, of the two? Because aren't there two different Captain...
Do you mean Miss Marvel or Captain Marvel, or do you mean the different Captain Marvels?
Different Captain Marvels.
They were all men, right?
Yeah, so there's only been one female Captain Marvel. Yeah,
Captain Marvel was never very interesting.
No, he was very bland.
What about the new Iron Man?
Ironheart?
No, isn't it the female? Like,
yeah, Riri. She goes by Ironheart.
Yeah,
I haven't read anything of her.
I've not read it, so I don't know. Yeah. There are some pretty substantial issues, though, about cover images.
Yeah.
When she first arrived, well, kind of the sexualizing of, like,
she's supposed
like
to be, like, 15 or 16
or whatever.
Something.
Yeah, it was,
well, that's even, yo.
So that it feels awkward to pick Riri, yeah. I would say, at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Kamala Khan.
Kamala Khan's about as good as it gets these
days.
Is
a good one.
Also,
yeah.
Kate Bishop, female Hawkeye.
Ugh.
She's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's just talk. We just want to talk about Hawkeye.
Well, no, I just want to talk about the Kate Bishop.
Was
Hawkeye
a longtime crusader for like women's rights and equality?
No. He was for most of the 60s and 70s. He was kind of a sexist pig.
He played the sexist pig.
Yeah.
But
I didn't
who
know
did
that. I was
back
just
in
asking.
That time,
yeah, no, he was definitely kind of the male chauvinist.
I didn't ask that to get you complaining about
of the
Hawkeye.
Team.
Yeah.
So
every team's got to have one.
I guess so. At least, well, in the 60s and 70s, yes.
Yeah. Rich.
Yes.
What do you got for a female in the past who inspired you?
I mean, I was going to... Oh, wait, what? We're going back to this question again?
Yeah, you still haven't answered it. Connor, would you pass that over
no
to Patrick?
Idea.
I was going to say, are you going to remember that you're going to...
It's even longer.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for two pages. God's sake. How
so
is it?
What do you got? Rich, what do you got?
I'm trying to think of something that's in the past. That's the problem. Is everything I know is contemporary.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Does the comm department ever teach, like, the history of communications, or is it all just, like, right now?
Well, they teach history of communications, but it doesn't count for pop culture.
So okay. In communications, you never talk about the history of television or film?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you have been introduced to women in the past that have inspired you?
Talk about the techniques and how they did it.
They being all men, I suppose, then, since there are no women who might have inspired you with new techniques.
Probably.
I should probably get started reading this, because I'm not sure how much time we have left in the show.
Keep thinking about it. Well, we're 22 minutes in.
All right.
Although Colin got here 10 minutes ago, so I figure we are only like 10 minutes in.
So this is on hair issues.
Hair issues? Like
yes.
Hair the musical?
No.
Or just hair?
Hair on TV.
Hair on TV. I like it.
Okay.
I like it. Let's go.
So there's this article from a couple weeks ago that caught my attention because it has long and intensely annoyed me that TV women always have perfect hair no matter what situation they are in.
Huh.
And then they give the link to the website, which I won't read. I judge television shows by the women's hair. It turns out there is a binary judgment. Either the women have TV hair or they don't.
Okay.
On the show Divorce... As the life of Frances, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, falls apart around her, she maintains the absurdly perfect hair of someone perpetually about to attend the prom. There is the slightly messier version of TV hair worn by the hacker character Darlene on Mr. Robot, which is still too close to the usual TV hair to convince the viewer we're watching an original complex female character. But there is a direct correlation between some of the best television shows and female characters whose hair does not conform.
Huh.
Take Transparent, where Gabby Hoffman's Ally goes through a series of disastrous hairstyles that reflect her difficulties settling on an identity. That's an interesting braid. Did you join a new wave polygamous cult? One girlfriend asks her.
Ah.
I loved seeing this article because perfect hair all the time is not reality.
Was that all caps?
Yes.
Thank you.
Even our most coiffed female colleagues, staff, friends, and students show up with their mane all over the place or thrown back in a pigtail from time to time. And I'm speaking for myself, but I would guess that I'm not alone. If I am having a bad hair day, I'm probably not starting out the day in a great mood. I don't know how that would inform pop culture other than, well, characters have crappy days and bad things happen to them, yet somehow they have little hair angels flying around with curling irons and styling spritz.
I love the idea
Go
of hair
figure.
Angels. Is that the whole thing?
That's the whole thing.
It seems like the writer of these longer missives is honing in on a theme.
Yes.
And the way in which women remain objectified not only by their cleavage and their nice clothes and what they don't eat, but by their hair as well.
Yes, their hair always has to be perfect.
Well, if you think about it, like Jennifer Aniston kind of became a star.
Because of her hair.
Because of her hair.
I remember the Aniston.
Yeah.
Everyone got their hair cut that way. Yep.
Yeah, no, it was big to have the, was it the Aniston or the Jennifer?
Maybe it was the Jennifer.
I can't remember.
Well, there's lots of Jennifer, so why would it be the Jennifer?
I don't know. There's only one Jennifer after whom you name your haircut.
No, there's lots of Jennifers. I don't know. Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, I know, but nobody used, oh, forget it. so I think it's, I don't spend a lot of time thinking about hair.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting, well, because the flip side, too, is that yeah. when you want they want to show the woman in distress or sort of play her for comedy, or, then she gets the messy hair.
Or the women who, or the woman who's, like, deranged or yes. unbalanced mm-hmm. or, you know, clearly bad.
Right.
So yet another way in which I will never watch a movie the same way again.
Is yeah, that, no, now I'm not going to be able to watch a movie and see the hair.
The hair.
It's going to throw me off. Like, now that's how I'm going to watch shows.
Yeah. I'm not saying entirely, yeah. but, like, I'm thinking about the shows I watch, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, they always have perfect hair in Flash.
Is the same true for men? Like, if you think about Flash, mm-hmm. Barry always has perfect hair.
Cisco.
Cisco's hair is always pretty on point. HR's hair is wacky, though.
Yeah.
But that's selling the wackiness of his character. Haven't I told you how much I love HR?
Yes, you have.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
No. Arrow, you got Ollie.
Ollie had pretty good hair even when he was being tortured.
Yeah, yeah. And then when he goes back in the past, he's got the long flowing locks.
That's not a good look.
Oh, it's a great look.
He looks terrible.
Oh, he looks awesome.
That is awful hair.
That is good hair.
No, it's terrible hair.
Don't like it? All right.
You like it because it reminds you of your mullet.
Hey, that's not a mullet.
No,
and
it's
I'm just
not.
Gonna say that I said in it the reminds 80s, you Rich, of your mullet. For a while, mullets were perfectly fine.
No.
There was no point totally in acceptable. The history of the world where mullets were okay.
You're wrong. Incorrect. Next question.
Sure.
If there was a hairstyle called the Patrick, what would it look like?
It would look like this, because this is how my hair has been all my life.
Fair enough.
So, well, there might be a little bit more of it, depending on what it was.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
This is a deeply psychological.
Oh, good Lord.
A deeply psychological and potentially revealing question.
Uh-oh.
About who we are.
I don't like this.
As human beings.
All right, let's go.
So, Rich, who is your inspiration from the past?
I'm going to go with Ellen McClain. She's a voice actor for numerous video games, but she mostly is known for the voice of GLaDOS from Portal games.
The Portal games my son played when he was 12.
See. Yes.
And thus still in Connor's lifetime.
Clearly in Connor's
lifetime. No. She's done a bunch of stuff. I'm just saying she's most known for that one. Okay. But she's also done a ton of
What did she do before Connor's lifetime that really inspires?
Well, it wasn't about that. It was just because I met her a couple of times at conventions where I worked
cool.
at.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Now.
She's just, that's what I'm saying.
Now we got something.
Yeah. There we go. It only took him on, like, his fifth try.
That's right. 25 minutes in. Show's half done.
Richard, answer the first question.
Rich has an answer.
All right.
All right. What was your motivation for doing an episode about Women's History Month? Wait. What was your motivation for doing an episode about Women's History Month? In April.
Ah.
Guilt.
Okay, Rich does not speak for the show.
No.
Rich did not plan the show.
That is correct.
Rich is speaking
only for himself.
You didn't plan
it either. You had other people do it for you.
Well, that took
some
planning.
No, we planned it. They executed it.
So, Patrick, what was your motivation for doing an episode about Women's History Month in April?
Well, I believe we covered that at the top of the show.
Yes.
Which was that we wanted to continue the celebration of women in history and the significant accomplishments thereof with a particular pop culture bent.
Right. It didn't matter that Iron Fist dropped when it did.
Correct.
And had to be covered. What we wanted to do was extend our celebration of Women's History Month.
That's right. Yeah.
In fact, I think these questions are so good.
Yes.
And it's taking so much time
that
we're
going
to have to extend it another week.
I think so. Yes.
More women's
history. I'd like
history.
To ask, more why can't we talk about women's history in April?
Snap.
Yes.
There you go.
What is wrong with that?
Yeah. Like, should we limit women to 1 month of the year to
That's
celebrate,
right.
Rich? Is that what you want us to do?
Yeah.
Again.
Was that the wrong answer?
No. Yes.
Should I think more? Do you want to come back to that one
as
well?
Opinions and views of Richard Maldivin are not necessarily reflective of the show.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. No, this is a celebration.
This is a celebration, and I don't know why someone's trying to harsh the celebration.
It does seem a little bit critical.
Yeah, yeah.
Little critical.
Would they rather us not talk about women's history at all?
Right. How many podcasts are talking women's history?
In April.
In
You know what? Because we're not jumping on a bandwagon.
No, sir.
We are tastemakers.
Either that or we're chasing the bandwagon after it's left.
That's a term, yeah. Which is still okay.
All we can see is the dust as it zips by.
Could you take that to Patrick?
I could.
Question is, will it?
No. Who did he learn that from?
I don't know, but this is compelling radio hearing Rich walk.
This is also not radio. It's a podcast.
All right. Here we go.
Digital radio.
When were women in the U.S. granted the ability to have a credit care in their own name?
A credit care?
Wow. Back
to Google. Is that a credit card?
I believe that might have been the intention.
I'm going to answer the credit care because I think
it says credit care.
All right. Did Jen Black write some of these questions? Because I feel like she's trying to get us.
Yeah. No, someone's trying to get us.
Yeah. All right. So women officially got the right to own a credit care.
Yes.
In 1984 over the veto of Ronald Reagan. I don't remember what a credit care was, but that's my argument.
Okay.
Okay, so when do women first get a credit – legally able to get a credit card?
Well, when do credit cards start?
I don't even know that.
That seems like a pretty recent phenomenon.
Yeah, but I bet there was a while where women had to have credit cards in their husband's name.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like so I'm going to say 1973. What's your answer? Rich is going to Google it.
Oh, I'm going to say 1968. Because that's such an important year.
It is the most important year.
I think Pat's closer.
What's the answer?
Hang on. The only thing I found was the list.
Here we go.
Credit card.
You think Pat's closer?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It was 1974.
Oh.
Boom. Don't question my women's history knowledge.
So yet again, another reason why 73 and after is sort of the crucial period in the 20th century.
Or 68 and after, because 74 also comes after 73.
It's closer to 73. It's closer to being after 73. Colin.
Which year is more important, 1968 or 1973? Historically speaking, culturally speaking, socially speaking, what's the more important year?
1978 or
1940. Oh, good Lord, let's move on.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Oh, you didn't like how I answered questions.
Wait, so it's 1968.
Or 1973.
Want to know which one I want?
1973. What do you say?
Want to know which one I agree with?
Which one?
1968.
Oh.
I asked you.
Oh, I think that just settled that question.
Wait a minute. Now,
do you want to use a veto?
You backed off one for Patrick yesterday on the radio show.
I did because he was nice.
Are you going to retract one?
But somebody's been bothering me about answering a question.
Then I veto it. There's no way.
You have used your second veto.
Am I giving up Amy Adams or am I giving up 1968?
No, you're not.
No,
you're not.
Those are the lines you
won't cross. Absolutely not.
We're each down to one.
These are about core values.
Uh-huh.
If you could select an 80s song, please, Patrick.
Okay.
I'm begging you. Mm-hmm. Don't go with your first answer on this one. Do not.
Okay.
Something's going to pop into your head and you're going to want to say it.
Mute his mic.
But you are not going to say it.
Okay.
If you could select an 80s song as the national anthem for women, which would it be?
Oh.
Don't say it.
What?
You're going to go Hall & Oates.
I'm not going to go Hall & Oates.
It popped into your mind, though.
It did not. No.
It did.
It did not.
All right.
Now it did.
An 80s song is the national anthem for women.
That's so easy.
What?
Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Really? Yeah. That's your answer?
That is a great song.
The national anthem for women. I want to be sure we're on the record
clear. Because it empowers them. They just want to have fun, so they get to have fun. It's what they. It's about what they want.
Well, geez, we're going that way. I'll just go like Britney Spears or something, you know?
It's not 1980s.
So it's not like girls just get to be rocket scientists.
They just want to have fun. It's about letting the girls be free to do what they want to do.
They just want to have fun.
Also, women or girls.
Because that's what they want to do in the song.
They just want to have fun.
The song is about female empowerment.
Yeah.
As girls, not women.
Right.
I don't see anything. Do you not watch Supergirl? There's nothing wrong with the term girl.
Okay. So you're sticking with it.
I am. I'm sticking with that. That is a great song.
I'm not even sure it's a great song.
It is a great song.
Cyndi Lauper did better stuff.
Like Shebop?
True Colors.
Shebop could be another national anthem for women.
Really? Yes. Like you go like Cyndi Lauper is where you would go first.
Apparently.
When did Nancy Sinatra do These Boots Are Made for Walking?
That's the 70s.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure.
You sure
it wasn't like 1980 barely?
I think it's 70s.
Check Nancy Sinatra. Yeah. I'm going to go These Boots Are Made for Walking. That's just what they'll do.
Mhm.
These days these boots are going to walk all over.
Not a bad choice. But I think that's more 70s.
Yeah, it might be more 70s. Yeah. I'm not sure. It feels to me like Nancy Sinatra falls in.
Ooh, how about Scandal Survivor? No, Warrior. Sorry, Scandal Warrior.
Yeah. No,
that is a great song.
That's not bad.
Yeah, maybe I'll go with that. That's a good song. I love that song.
How about Joan Jett's Bad Reputation?
I had that album.
Yeah. Don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
Language.
Oh, don't give a darn about my bad
Much
reputation.
Better. Yeah. Yeah, Scandal's Warrior, that's a good one.
Joan Jett's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patti Smythe?
Bad Reputation?
So much better than Joan Jett.
Mm.
Patti Smythe.
Mm.
Yep.
Rich, you have an answer?
Or Scandal's Goodbye to You. That's a classic.
Oh, no.
1985?
No, no way.
No, no, that's Megadeth's cover.
I was going to say,
Megadeth's
there is
cover
no way it's 1985.
Of These Boots Are Made for Walking is an excellent cover, by the
yeah.
way. Like, that is
there
a cover.
There is no way
that
Nancy
is a cover
Sinatra
that
is
every,
every,
Jessica Simpson covered in 2005. Well, no, Nancy Sinatra.
Every human being ought
1966.
To,
oh,
wow. I
yeah.
guess I'm off by about
14 well, years.
Well, Rich Baldovin, you know, close enough.
Well, it's fine.
What does that mean?
If, like many people, you see history as an undifferentiated
block of
time. Like some historians I know.
You're a terrible person.
You just keep walking into it.
You're a terrible person.
You just keep walking into it.
I think I'd go then Joan Jett, Bad Reputation.
Yeah, I'd go Scandal's Warrior.
So you've backed off Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, actually, like, I like Warrior better. Yeah.
She does stand up to her dad, Captain Lou Albano, in the video, though.
The Warrior. That's a great song.
It is a great song. All right, so.
Yeah, I'll go with Warrior.
Maybe Rich can deliver another one to you.
Oh, boy.
You
want
to read a long one? Yeah, we got time. Take one more long one. Whoa.
Is that? Oh, my Lord.
It's one. They're taped together. Okay. I'm not quite sure how Vicky put these together. Like,
yeah.
Some of them are.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord. We got a lot of questions in here.
Selling a diversely cast show with a skinny blonde white star, Orange is the New Black. That's not a sentence.
No, but that is a really
yes.
interesting idea.
I gave
about
up on
Orange
it three quarters
Black.
Through the most recent season. I could not handle any more darkness and grossing out, although after reading the spoilers, I did go online and watch the last 5 minutes of the season finale. But I lost most of my interest in the lead character long before that. The other more diverse characters...
Can I just say she
yet.
Lasted longer than I did?
The other more diverse characters were vastly more interesting, and I mean diverse in terms of age, body type, gender identification, of course, ethnic background.
Yep.
I'm thrilled to see an increase in older female characters who are fascinating and multidimensional versus just someone's kindly grandmother or martyr mom. I read an interview with the show's creator, Jenji Kohan, in which she said something to the effect that she had been almost deliberately subversive in using the stereotypical female leading lady type to attract viewers to the show. Hmm. Interesting.
Is that a
question?
That
is interesting. I'm not sure how subversive it is.
Yeah, that's kind of my
yeah.
do that.
Yeah,
because I think the writer's point is spot on. Like the most interesting stories are always learning about the other women in mm-hmm. the prison, and they're
I haven't
never,
watched any of the show, so
they're never about learning about Piper, who
yeah.
is not only blonde and skinny,
right,
but one of the most unlikable characters.
Okay.
And so maybe that's another way of subverting it. If she's really thinking about subverting it.
I guess.
That you lure somebody in with the stereotypically beautiful woman and then you make them hate her. Because Piper is utterly despicable.
But
I couldn't watch the show after a while.
But the idea of luring them in sort of implies kind of a bait and switch in the sense that you're lured in because you think she's going to be the lead character.
Yeah.
But she's not, but it sounds like she still is.
Well, she is.
So it feels like the
mid-season.
Lure is a little bit. I mean, you're right that sort of having her be unlikable, but if she still is dominating that.
But she
that
doesn't
lead,
always. She doesn't
she's
always.
Not, you know, she's still taking away time from the other characters.
She's kind of pitched as the lead, but the best episodes in the show are episodes that focus on the backstory of other women in jail.
Okay.
So
I haven't
you'll
watched
get,
any of it.
You'll
so.
Get like an entire episode where Piper plays a very like sort of limited role and mm-hmm. you actually learn so much more about these other women. And so in that way, if she had to use Piper to sell the show to executives and to sell the show to the public,
yeah.
she now has a venue from which to kind of tell or in which to tell
yeah.
more interesting stories.
But if she does have that venue,
yeah.
but isn't using it to tell those more interesting stories.
But she does. I mean,
does
it, well,
then
I,
why did you stop watching the show?
I thought it just got ridiculously dumb,
okay.
especially with Piper.
Okay.
So Piper is actually what drove me from the show.
Okay. So that's kind of an interesting sort of double-edged sword. Then,
yeah.
Had
that they maintained
that
the more
you know,
interesting kind of diverse focus, yeah.
yeah.
But they ran out of things to do. With Piper.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's one of those characters who always makes the wrong decision. It just drives you nuts when you're watching pop culture. Nobody would make that choice.
No.
Oh, Piper just did.
Yeah.
Well, she has to. Otherwise, there's no conflict.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And it feels very artificial to me.
Yeah.
So I think Orange is the New Black is actually a bit overrated.
Okay. So time for one more?
Only one more? We're only 40 minutes in?
Well, we usually shoot for 45. We're probably going to
need
to start,
you always go,
you know,
to
approaching the ending.
Well, all I'm going to say is there is a pile of questions in this envelope.
Well, we'll just have to continue
next week.
And
we need to answer them all now.
We are going to have to...
Assuming that's okay with whoever asked that question before.
Right. I'm just going to say this. We might have two more weeks if we don't get moving.
That's fine.
All right. Speed round. What female characters in shows or movies or what actresses do you think are particularly good role models for young girls? You must each... Wow. Like there's a speed round,
there's a lot to this question.
You must each choose one character and one actress.
That is
a good role model for young
girls.
Didn't
we do this already? Kinda?
Not specifically for young girls,
right?
Are we talking about superhero TV?
No. We did superheroes.
Okay.
Female
superhero role models. Okay.
This is a female character and a female actress that you think is a good role model for young girls.
Okay.
Sounds like you're not answering.
Oh, no. I didn't know if you would say Supergirl.
Supergirl's a really good answer.
Can I say the same actor, like Melissa Benoist, who plays her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. Those
Can
are
I
pretty...
say the same thing? That's
no,
a really good answer.
You don't watch Supergirl, so no.
Well, how about an actress like Meryl Streep, then?
For young girls?
Why not?
Huh? I was thinking like someone closer to their age.
Well, she's talented. She's political. She's intelligent. She's accomplished.
She's overrated.
You think so?
According to Trump, yeah.
Oh,
Oh well.
I forgot you're Mr. Breitbart on
Sad.
This show. Sad. So you want somebody younger?
I don't. Mm. But you need to do a character now. You did your actress. White Canary?
White Canary?
Isn't that what she's called?
Which one?
White Canary on DC Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh, is that what you said? I think you said Black Canary.
No, I said white.
Yeah, White Canary's even worse.
I know, that's why I said white.
Even worse.
I know who. Iris.
Iris is the anti-role model.
See, the problem is I already took Supergirl.
No, Supergirl was a really, really good answer.
Pantsless?
Yeah.
Pantsless is again, the antithesis of an answer to that question.
I'm just trying to help.
So there's nobody on Gotham.
What about Emma Watson? As an actress.
Oh, Emma Watson. I'll take
Emma
Watson.
You already did your actress.
Oh, that's right.
So do
Hermione. I thought you said I couldn't do it.
So do Hermione.
Oh, Hermione would be good. Or McGonagall. Or the Dowager on Downton Abbey.
Oh.
Also McGonagall.
Yes.
Like same
actor. McGonagall would work.
Yes, I know that they're the same actor.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to offend.
Luna
would be an interesting choice, too. That was too long for a speed run.
Harry Potter gets you a good couple of people.
All right. Here we go. Name a woman in pop culture who currently inspires you. Hey, wait. This is for Richard.
Yeah. Right? Just, hey, wait a minute.
Finally, a woman in pop culture today.
I can't think of anyone.
That's a good one. That was funny.
Yeah. Well, there's really only one answer to that.
Emma Watson?
No.
No, I'm going to go with the lady.
Supergirl?
No.
I want to go with Lady Gaga, then, if I can.
Lady Gaga, yes.
Amy Adams.
All right, next question.
There's a lot of pop culture
questions. Hey, you didn't answer the question.
That is appalling.
You didn't answer the question.
So
Emma Watson is a good answer, too.
Yeah, it's a good answer.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Discuss.
That's not a question.
We said topics. They should just give us topics.
Yeah. Don't be so judgmental.
We talked about Wonder Woman a little bit earlier.
We did.
I'm just worried about time.
Wonder Woman's kind of fascinating if you think about the way she has evolved to fit the times.
Well, I'm actually teaching Wonder Woman over, like, from her origin to the 21st century in my writing seminar.
Did you mean teaching with air quotes?
No, I'm teaching.
Oh, you're really teaching. Okay.
I'm really teaching. Yeah, we're doing the Wonder Woman, like, the 75-year anthology.
Right, so the students are seeing sort of Wonder Woman at her origin.
Yeah, from the 1940s up to
Wonder Woman emerging through the feminist movement.
Yep.
Do they read the story where she abandons her costume?
Yes. Yeah, literally they've got the story from the 1960s is the one where she abandons the costume.
Yeah.
And the story from the 1970s is when the new writer comes in and abandons all of that. Yeah. Like, literally they're right
next
to each
other.
Puts her
back in the costume.
So I'm like, so that was about 2 years.
So Wonder Woman is, on some levels, like a really empowered character.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's certainly intended to be.
And yet, like, the Gilmore Girls continues to look like
a
little more than a sex object.
Yes. Yeah, so I think in terms of, because my students for their paper are synthesizing two eras And I'd say one of the sort of consistent things is sort of the sexualized nature of the costumes and the appearance.
Hard to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, particularly when we got to the 90s issue with Mike Diodata doing the art when Artemis showed up.
The Artemis stuff is some of the most objectified.
Which was
artwork during
the kind of the 90s bad girl craze
ever created. Yeah, that's just incredibly sexist.
Like it was, it's really bad. Like I'd forgotten how bad it is.
And yet you signed it anyway.
It's in the anthology.
Well, it's worth teaching, right?
It's worth teaching, though.
It's worth teaching.
They did the one story that I really did like that they did with Wonder Woman. Gail Simone did it. It's called Goth Amazon. It's where Batman is away from Gotham. And so Oracle has to call in help. So she calls in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And it basically makes the point that basically all of the traditional Gotham villains, they've teamed up and they're all wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
So she has to take on everyone. Joker, you know, Catwoman, Killer, Riddler, like all of them. Penguin. Riddler, like all of them. And it makes the point that she decides not to confront them in the way that Batman does.
Yeah.
Via sort of fear and seeing them as monsters. She decides to see them as people. And at the end it mentions that, you know, not only does she save the city, but she actually gets Catwoman and Harley Quinn to help her. But also points out that a couple of the villains went into kind of rehabilitative therapy and a couple went completely straight.
Yeah.
And kind of made the point that in a lot of ways, Wonder Woman actually was a better hero for Gotham than Batman.
Are you saying Batman's not helping Gotham?
Almost anybody would be a better hero for Gotham than Batman.
Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like most women in pop culture, Wonder Woman's really conflicted.
Yes.
Is the short answer.
Yeah.
Yep. Another one. Oh, we got time. Here we go. Whoa, long one. How has society's view of women in pop culture changed over time, if at all? Are we now more likely to root for and respect leading ladies or female vocalists than in previous years?
Oof. Maybe in the sense that I think they're becoming less of an exception.
Right. I think that's true. If you think of, like, even on Iron Fist, which was not good in many ways.
Right.
Colleen Wing seemed like a strong, independent.
Yeah, I was not character as enamored of her as other people were, but she was fine.
But she's not sort of the helpless damsel in distress that you would have expected.
There's a couple moments where I think she slips into that role a little bit.
But she seems to overcome.
Yeah.
You've got the Mad Max again, you know, that was a good.
Right.
That actually is a really good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a really good movie. It's a good example, you know, especially with how the cast, you know, like would deal with the kind of questions about, like, you know, why is she the lead, you know, whatever. And it's
That was actually a really good movie. I was really, because I saw that. I watched, like, on the HBO when it came out.
It was a surprisingly good movie.
It was a good movie.
Oh, man,
yeah.
I've watched that, like, so many times.
Yeah, we saw it in the theater, and it was totally worth seeing in the theater.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
Yeah.
The plot was a little basic, but
it was, but
was
I actually
good.
Felt like, because I watched it after reading some of the critiques of the plot, and I did not feel the plot was that, like, a lot of people are like, they basically drive in one direction,
then they turn around,
and then they turn around. I was like, that's a little bit unfair. They turn around for legit
reasons. Even if they
reasons.
Do, that's sort of the point.
But that's still what they've done, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm not complaining.
They want to do that. Yeah, that's not a failing. That's what they say to do.
Today.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Last one.
Are we done with this? Are we now more likely to root for and respect female vocalists? Like, I think about the way Taylor Swift gets kicked around
sometimes.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I'm not sure about that.
And I'm not sure that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we've
evolved.
And
I'm not a huge Swiftie.
Yeah, I'm not sure we've evolved that much in terms of female singers.
Think about Lady Gaga's performance at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Which was amazing in all these
ways.
And
everyone focused on, like,
everybody started talking about her stomach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you're thinking, really?
Yeah, I don't know that female vocalists. I don't think that's changed.
I'm not sure it's changed much for women in pop culture in general. Okay, it's changed.
Yeah,
it's changed. But I'm not sure it's gotten
but
better.
But
it hasn't. It has not changed as much as we like to pretend it is.
No,
yeah. Right?
No. In some ways, I think the 90s boom of like your Britney Spears and your Christina Aguileras and them, like, right. I think we're still seeing a lot of female vocalists kind of living in the shadow of that.
Absolutely. And Lady Gaga is the perfect example, right?
Yeah.
Like, because she is such a smart, active agitator, right?
Yeah.
Like, who takes on important issues and wants to change the world.
Yeah.
And yet we're still kind of critiquing her for what her physical appearance is as opposed to what she's actually.
Yeah.
Performing. All right, we got time for at least one more.
You're so optimistic.
Wait, so you're trying to end the show just because you need to use the restroom?
Yes.
There's no professionalism there.
What? You we'll just tossed one away.
We got to find one we can do quickly.
Oh, my God.
Well, then put it back in the bag, then. Don't just get rid of it.
I'll put it back in the bag. I'll put it back in the...
It's not a bag. It's an envelope.
Calm down, Rich.
No.
All right. Last question.
All right.
Only because you need to use the restroom.
That's right. Let's stop talking about that.
Why?
That's not helping.
Don't talk about dripping faucets.
You dude.
Niagara Falls.
I will walk out that door.
A river slowly going down the street.
Did you say a river slowly going down a stream?
He did. Yes, he did.
Imagine a river.
No. Read the question.
Why are sports for men with disabilities fairly commonly discussed in the media? Wheelchair basketball springs to mind, but sports with for women with disabilities are absent.
Mm.
Well, I mean, sports in general. Forget disabilities. I think women in sports are less talked about than men in sports
in
general.
Rich just stole my point.
Okay. Sorry.
My apologies.
So, yeah, I mean, well,
yeah,
I think that, I mean, again, women in sport, I've probably faced sort of an even greater uphill climb in terms of getting respect from sort of the media establishment.
It's just true. If you listen to, I was listening to Mike and Mike on the way in or whatever.
You add disability on top of that, you know, that just, it sort of further complicates it.
And they're wondering why men don't watch women's sports, and people call in and they're like, well, because they're not as good.
Yeah.
Right? They're still like. And so, like, if you're fighting that,
yeah,
you know, it's hard, you're right, to layer on sort of another level of complexity and make it.
Well, and again, and I think a lot of it also has to do with a couple things. One is, you know, again, a lot of what you see of women in sport is, like a lot of the things that we've been talking about, sort of highly sexualized.
Right.
Sort of the emphasis on their appearance. And so that's playing into it as well.
Right. So you think of somebody like Alex Morgan, who's a really, really fantastic soccer player, right? She's a star on the U.S. women's national team. But a lot of Americans, especially men, know her because she poses or she has posed in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, right? And so you don't see men doing that.
No.
And when you do see men doing it, there's clearly a different way we look at, like, the Body magazine for ESPN. And see men and women differently because of the way society is structured.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real downer note.
I would say that is a downer note.
We should do
one
more question just to end on a positive note.
We will have a more positive note on the next show.
That's right, which will be not a trilogy, but just part two.
Part two.
Women's History Month extended.
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
We'll see you next week.
Talk to you next week.